Mood Gym with Don Brown. Optimize your life, better version of yourself, negative chatter. So listening to some podcasts this week and got a few ideas that got me thinking about optimizing your life, looking for a better version of yourself and working on a better version of yourself. And we've been doing that for the last eight or so podcasts. And feel free to go back and look at some of the previous ones if you haven't heard them. And all of our podcasts are available on your favorite source for podcasting. And we're on about 10 different podcasting setups now, including Google and Apple, Stitcher, Spotify, and so on and so on. And we have been talking for some time about your vision that you choose a dozen or so items that would be important to your life. And these are a little different than goals. A vision is basically a verb. It's something that you want to be. And I listed some of mine in recent podcasts, including traveling, learning new things, relaxation, enjoying a hobby or sport, enjoying art, music, literature, emotional intimacy, long-term commitment, emotional connection, helping others, eating healthy, exercising, psychological awareness, living as long as possible. And those are just some of my values of things that I would like to be. And then goals are a little subset that you go from goal to goal in order to move toward those values. And then there's the idea we've discussed again of you can either move towards your values or move away from your values. So if you're thinking something, you can take a look at that and say, is that thought moving toward one of my values, one or more, or is it moving away from one or more of my values? So you're kind of giving yourself feedback. As you're thinking, you decide whether that thought is moving you toward a value or away. So you get that feedback, and over time, you'll discover which thoughts are beneficial and which thoughts not so much. And so you'll do more and more thinking of beneficial thoughts and less of the ones that are moving you away from your values. You might even think of that as negatives and positive. The negative thinking is things that move you away from your value, and the positive thinking is moving you toward your value. So you want to get into that habit of discerning if your thoughts are moving you toward the value or away from value, or are they positive or negative, so that you can, over time, gradually move away from those negative thoughts, which are moving you away from your values. Okay, so that's one way of optimizing your life, by your thinking. Then similarly, your behavior, your actions, what you do physically can either move you towards your values or away, and they can be considered, again, positive or negative. So say one of your values is traveling, that you would love to travel. So if you are doing something that would prevent you from traveling, then that would be considered a negative. It would be de-optimizing your life. So say you're employed and you're working 60 hours a week for whatever reason, and that's preventing you from traveling. And if traveling, in fact, is one of your values, then you would want to take a look at that and say, well, is there something I can do to have more free time in order to move toward that value of traveling? So you can say, well, let me ask the boss if I can work at home more, or if I can cut down my work, or hire an assistant, or somehow cut down on my workload. So that's just one little example of how you want to try to optimize your life so that it moves you towards those values, or allows you to move toward those values. Okay, so you look at your thinking, you look at your physical actions, your behavior. You're trying to increase the good, decrease the bad, although we don't really want to label good and bad. It might be more positive and negative, which even there, you might want to not even think of negative and positive. Just think, what is this moving me towards something or moving away? So you're getting a better version of yourself day by day and hour by hour as you're looking at your thinking, looking at your behavior. And those visions, those values are moving you toward a better version of yourself. And probably the thing we need to take a look at is the thinking, because that's our chatter. Our minds are always chattering. We're always trying to figure things out. We're always trying to judge something. Well, is that good? Is that bad? Did I do that right or do that wrong? And thinking about my past as a teacher and as a student, a lot of that chatter goes on when you're learning something, or somebody's teaching you something, or you're teaching somebody else. You're a leader of some sort, and you're trying to lead somebody, or a leader is trying to lead you. So we have a lot of chatter going on, and a lot of that chatter has to do with judgment. So let's say you're an employee, and your boss is trying to teach you something or give you an instruction to do something. Now, what we really should be doing, maybe one of our goals at work or values at work, would be to become more efficient, for example. So the goal is to be more efficient. The value. The value would not be to make my boss happy, because that's not making you more efficient. That's only resolving some issue you have with your boss, or that your boss is criticizing you or trying to lead you or teach you in some way that's just not comfortable or distressing. So just imagine you're being led or being instructed by somebody superior to you, your boss or whatever. Okay, so the attitude would be, is you want to be as efficient as you can, do a good job. And so you want to dismiss, basically, that you're trying to please your boss, because that's not really being efficient. It's not doing a good job. It's only pleasing the boss. And the boss, he may, with an ego, want to feel that you're pleasing him. But in reality, he wants you to do a good job. He wants you to be efficient. All right, so kind of look at your thinking as you're being led or being taught something, and try to dismiss the idea that you're trying to please the boss, you're trying to make him smile, you're trying to make him give you good feedback. So it's kind of, do you want to get positive feedback or do you want to do a good job? Well, probably your values would indicate you want to do a good job. You don't necessarily want feedback. And the boss, on the other hand, should realize that he doesn't really want to get positive feedback from you. He just wants you to do a good job. Although what happens in reality is we're trained, or we get in the habit of wanting feedback. We want people to say nice things about us. We want to say nice things to other people. Oh, you're doing a good job. Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. So we get into that habit of just looking and seeking, actually, for positive feedback to make us feel good. Just like, go get that candy bar to feel good, or that soft drink or whatever. It's not really part of our values. We're just seeking that habitual feedback. All right. So on the idea of getting a better version of yourself, try to start thinking about, what are your thoughts as you're being instructed or being led or being taught? Are you seeking feedback, positive feedback from that person? Or are you just trying to move toward the values in that particular task or that particular role? On the other hand, if you're a leader or a teacher, instructor, take a look at your thinking. Are you trying to get positive feedback from the person you're instructing or leading? Or do you just want to get the job done, get them to do what was appropriate to do under the circumstances? So both people, the instructor, the instructee, the boss, the employee, you want to get that better version of yourself by trying to quiet that continual chatter that goes in our minds, where we're trying to always be looked at positively by other people, when in fact, that's really not heading towards your goals, your values. So just look at that as you're going through your day. Am I seeking all kinds of positive feedback and pats on the back, or am I just moving slowly and surely to my goals and doing what's appropriate at the moment? So anyway, that's a little thought I had today after I was listening to podcasts about optimizing your life and a better version of yourself and the chattering mind and how we're always looking for pats on the back and we want to pat other people on the back so they think we're a great person, when that probably is not the best way for our mind to be chattering away. And then similarly, if I was looking kind of the one side of that, but the other side is if our boss or our teacher gives us a frown, or we think it's a frown, or we think that they're giving us something, saying something negative, or saying, oh, you didn't do that right, or why can't you do it right? Then we put ourselves down thinking, oh boy, I must be really stupid, or the boss thinks I'm stupid, or I think I'm stupid, which isn't necessarily the case. It's just that the boss's chattering mind is looking to please his employee, and he wants to please himself by having employee do what he says to do, and the employee is trying to please the boss instead of just trying to do the job. Now, part of the teaching and the learning idea is that you have to adapt to each person individually. So the boss might be saying to do some real complex task, and it's easy for him because he's done it a million times, but not so easy for you. So what you can do is, if you're feeling that you're not being successful at learning this new task or doing this particular job, just ask the boss, could you slow this down, or could you break it down into some little steps so I can learn this a little easier? And that might be a tip. And on the other hand, if you're the teacher or you're the boss, you have to think of each person you're helping that this is something very unfamiliar with them. So you got to break it down into little steps or take it a little slower and not be judging. And that's another big thing is the person teaching should not be judging, and the person learning should not be judging. They're just simply doing the task, doing the behavior, asking when necessary to slow it down, to break it down into smaller tasks, and just don't let your mind chatter about judging whether this is fair or not fair. You're just doing the task, doing the behavior, trying to quiet your mind. All right. So anyway, I put a lot of little details in this podcast. So you might want to play this one a couple of times just to kind of muse over how your mind chatters, how you judge what people say to you, try to teach you, or when you're teaching or when you're instructing, how people react to that in your method of slowing down or taking the smaller steps to eliminate as much as possible the judging mind, the chattering mind, so that we all can move toward our better version of ourselves, move toward our visions. And this has been Mood Gym with Don Brown. See you the next time, and take a look back at our other podcasts. We've got about 10 or so, I think, now. And just review those over. Take them at your own pace. You can speed up and slow down the audio. You can stop, you can skip ahead, and you can find them on your favorite podcasting place, anywhere you usually look at them. So please subscribe as well on your favorite method of podcasting deals, and leave comments, and we'll see you next time.